What about cheap whiskey?
That's what we call a moonshine.
Okay.
Or homemade liquor.
Okay. What do you call anything that a child likes to play with? Anything at all?
Talking about children.
Well, you know, a little, if you take all these things together, like dolls and trucks and tin cans and everything.
Yeah, little boys that play with trucks.
Yeah, and what do you call all those things?
Toys for children.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're little tricycles. They like to ride them.
Yeah.
And all things like a bat.
Okay.
And some of them like a baseball bat too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They like to play with that.
Now this next section has to do with how words change with time.
Mm-hmm.
Now what I'm interested in here is not what you might have learned at school, but just what you ordinarily say. Like if we were talking about seeing somebody, you'd say, "Today I see him. Yesterday I saw him. Many times I have seen him." Okay.
Yeah.
And if we're talking about let's say, going to church, you'd say, "Today I go. Yesterday
I went."
Yeah.
Went to church.
Many times I have. Yeah. Today I go. Yesterday I went.
Uh-huh.
And many times I have
stayed home like I did.
All right.
Like I did my meeting day yesterday. I stayed home. Ain't been preaching since August.
If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, "Have the groceries been?"
Huh?
Well, if we're talking about buying now, the word buy, you say, "Today I buy the groceries. Yesterday I..." Okay, let me back up a little bit. If we're talking about going to church, you say, "Today I go." Yesterday I
went.
Okay.
Well, I went to the grocery store yesterday.
Okay, well, now that's if you're talking about going. Now, if you're talking about buying, you might ask me, "Have the groceries been..."
Huh?
Well, we're talking about buying. The word buy. "Today I buy the groceries." "Yesterday I..." What's the word that means that you got the groceries yesterday?
I cooked them again.
Okay. Now, if we were talking about singing a song, you'd say, "Today I sing the song." "Yesterday I..." What?
Didn't sing it.
Well, if we were talking about time now, you know how words change with time. "Today I sing the song. Yesterday I sang the song." Right? Okay. Now, if we're talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, "Have you what your coffee?"
You have sugar in your coffee.
Well, now we're talking about the word drinking now.
Oh.
Have you
drink your coffee?
Okay. And I might answer, "Yes. A few minutes ago, I..." Same word.
You drink a cup of coffee.
Okay, fine. If we were talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, "Has that tree over there ever been..." Talking about climbing.
Yeah, ever climbed the tree.
Yeah.
No.
And so if you put it around, you'd say, "Has the tree ever been..." Talking about climbing trees.
You ever been climbed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I might say, "Yes, yesterday a boy..." What?
Climbed the tree.
Okay. If we were talking about doing some work, you might ask me, "Has that work already been..."
Done.
And I might answer, "Yes, yesterday they..."
They done the work.
Okay. If we were talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might ask, "Has the stump been..."
Been moved.
We're talking about dragging now. Has it been...
Yeah, but that's what we call moving a stump.
Yeah, but if you want to use the word drag...
No, that somebody dragged the stump out yesterday.
Okay. Now, if you were asking a question... that's fine. And if we were asking a question, we'd say, "So, has the stump been, what, out yet?"
Been moved out.
Okay. If we were talking about riding a horse, you might ask me, "Has that horse ever been..."
Green.